Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name's Barbara P. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, January 19th, 2026, and we're reading today from the Big Book. We are on page 13, the fifth paragraph, and it begins with, "My friend promised when these things were done," ends with, one, and we'll just go one paragraph, ending with, "were the essential requirements." Today's readers are Luann C. on the 12 Steps, Christine M. on the 12 Traditions, Lisa N. will be reading our text, Robin P. is doing our closing, Vanessa G. is standing back waiting to help if needed, Anne SCH is our newcomer greeter, and Shelly E. will be doing some announcements, so stand by for all of that. The reference numbers, well, for Sunday, January 18th, Sunday Special Edition, was 23135. For Monday, the 7 a.m. meeting, it's 23136. 23136. So, the OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrines. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover. I want to even say that louder, can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. So here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. Will Luann C. please read our steps for us this morning?
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. I'm Luann C., a recovered compulsive overeater in Boise, Idaho. Here are the steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me serve.
Thanks so much, Luann C. Christine M., would you read our 12 traditions?
Good morning, everyone. This is Christine M., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Missouri. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive reader who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 8, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you so much for letting me serve.
Thanks, Christine M. So this is how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement of sharing on topic. Everyone is welcome. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And so today we're resuming our Big Book study on page 13 in Bill's story, the fifth paragraph, My Friend Promised When These Things Were Done, and we're going through one paragraph, ending with Were the Essential Requirements. And Lisa Ann, would you kick us off with the reading?
I surely will. Thank you so much for your service this morning. Good morning, everybody. Lisa Ann, recovered one day at a time by God's grace and mercy here in Wisconsin. My friend promised when these things were done, I would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator, that I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. Belief in the power of God, plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility to establish and maintain the new order of things, were the essential requirements. And that is a really interesting paragraph, because what I'm hearing here is that I'm going to be given something. It says, I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. That means that was something I didn't have before, but I would now. And it sounds to me like once I enter into the relationship with my Creator, I'm going to get those elements. I had to have a new way of living. I don't know about you, but I was crazy in my thinking about food all day long, thinking about what to do to make me feel better all day long, instead of what can I do to make others feel better? What can I do to help others? It was constant thought of myself. And that was miserable, and I didn't even know it. I thought that was normal. I don't know if I thought it was normal, but I thought that that was the way I was, and that I didn't give it a thought. It was just really, it was who I was, thinking about myself and what I was going to eat all day long. And as soon as I got it, it's interesting because I could breathe. I could take a breath and relax. Of course, it came right back. We hear the expression, 9 seconds later, you know, you want to eat again. But so anyway, this new relationship with my Creator is going to give me these elements for a way of living which answered all my problems. Problems with my marriage, problems with my family, problems with my kids, problems with my weight, problems, problems, problems. And then it says belief in the power of God plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility to establish and maintain the new order of things were the essential requirements. So before program, before working the steps, before a belief and a power greater than myself in God, I didn't have any willingness, I didn't have any honesty, and I wasn't humble. There was no humility. I thought I was all that. I don't know where I got that idea. I was 230 pounds. You know, I did not look like a Sports Illustrated model, trust me. And I don't know what this was all about. It had to be something where I just wasn't connected with my higher power, and I wanted to stay stuck in the food. That's what was comfortable. That's what I wanted to do. But I needed to be willing, and I needed to be honest, and I needed to humble myself before a higher power and recognize that I was not all that, and I was not the higher power. So that's all I've got. I'm so grateful for this program. So grateful for OAS. I heard somebody say that there was an anniversary or a thank you. So I'm grateful for this program and all of you. Have a good day, everyone.
Thanks so much, Lisa N. Thanks for getting us started. And so we're going to go ahead and proceed, and I'll take a list of people for sharing. And although we value your experience, we just ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So star one, if you'd like to share, and just give me your name, last initial, if you want to throw your location, but if not, please do when you share.
Sharon B. from Michigan.
Okay, I heard somebody from Michigan. Was it Sharon B.?
You got it. Thank you.
All right,
hello.
Got Sharon.
Hillary B. California.
Deborah G.
Hillary, got you. Deborah. And was there a Betsy H?
Yes.
Okay, got you. So let me tell you who I have, because I'm sure I might have missed somebody there. Sharon B., Paul B., Hillary, Deborah, Betsy H.
Janet M.
Janet.
Yeah, thank you.
Janice,
yep.
Okay. Janice, got you. Of course. Anybody
else? Did you get Lisa in?
I did not. Let me get you, Lisa. You are on the list. Lisa in. Well, that's a great place to start. Let's go ahead and we'll start there, and we will have time for more. So if I haven't heard you, just stand by. So, and I'll be timing for 3 minutes. I'll give you a gentle reminder when we get there. Sharon B., you're kicking us off, and Paul B., you'll be following.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody who does service on this meeting and takes part, whether by listening, sharing, or chairing, or anything else. Oh, good morning, family. Sharon B. from Michigan and currently in Florida. When I look at this paragraph, I can't look at it by itself. I have to look at it with the preceding paragraphs, and in those paragraphs, I see Bill walk from step one all the way through the steps, you know, to see him do 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 to, you know, fully acquaint himself with his friend, with his problems and deficiencies, to test his thinking by the new God consciousness within, to do all these things. And then Abby, his friend, promise that when these things were done, that he would enter on a new relationship with his creator. To hear these words written by Bill, after hearing also how, you know, a force that was friendly or personal to me, you know, just wouldn't work for him. But now he says, a new relationship with my creator, that he would have the elements of a way of living which answered all his problems. One of my predecessors, my great-great-great-great-grandsponsor years ago, said, watch for the little words, all. Because it says that I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all of my problems, every single one of my problems, all wrapped into that one teeny tiny word of all. Belief in the power of God plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility to establish and maintain the new order of things were the essential requirements. This is all in those previous paragraphs as Bill works through the steps, as he walks through this process, as he finds an answer to all of his problems. So grateful to have an answer to all my problems today. My husband, it's not funny. My husband is in a rehab here for falling and breaking, fracturing his hip. He's 87 years old. I could totally be consumed with fear. I've had a beautiful morning of love and time with my Creator and now with y'all. And it's all because this way of living answers all my problems today. All of them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you, family.
Thanks, Sharon B. from Michigan. Paul, you are up. Give us your last initial and where you're from. Paul, star one.
Excuse me, what page are we on? I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. We're on page 13. Yeah, we got you, Paul. Stand by one sec. Page 13, the fifth paragraph, my friend promised. Just reading that paragraph. All right, Paul, you are up.
Hi, good morning. It's Paul R., recovering compulsive overeater. Thank you, moderator, and thanks for everyone for making this meeting happen, always. I just love this meeting, I just love to be a part of. With my new abstinence, I got 14 days today, and just for the grace of God, for the surrender, for really putting down the food. It is a blessing, and it's a grace. I love this paragraph. The man I work with, he always says, God doesn't have any problems, and when I'm connected to God, neither will I. And how true is that? Because the opportunity is just really similar things happened to me, like through going through, like, what a blessing to have able to recover from this whole state of mind through the steps, going through the steps and really clearing out that bag that I packed up through the year, through my years of all those emotions and the wreckage that I loaded up and carried, and I'm able to put it down. I don't have to carry it anymore. And coming into the program, like, you know, just another man guiding me through this journey and just show me a way of life and a way of living. And the only things I need to do is practice. I need to practice. And meetings. Taking those inventories no matter what, going up to meetings, show up no matter what. Showing up early, stay there late, thank the speaker. I need to be consistent with my food and just be really conscious with my thoughts about food. What's going on with this obsession of my mind? Because it never goes away. I cannot be cured, but I can recover. And I just have to really stay close, that's all. And I have a chance. If I don't do those things, I don't have a chance. I just go back to that little dark life that I lived, and I'm going to die. I have no other options. It's so beautifully outlined here. There is an option here, and how beautiful is that to have that relationship with my Creator. Because if I have that creation with my Creator, I have a relationship with everyone in this world. Just really grateful to be here, and thanks very much, Cher.
Oh, thanks, Paul. Paul R. And Hillary, you're up next. You'll be followed by Deborah. Initial, and if you would, where you're from.
Hillary B. from California. Grateful compulsive overeater. Abstinent for today. My friend promised when these things were done, the steps, testing my thinking, sit quietly when in doubt, asking only for direction and strength to meet my problems as he would have me, not praying for myself. All that stuff is challenging for me, all of it, but I get to practice it one day at a time. And as a result, I have such a much better life. I have been given the elements of a way of living which answers all my problems. All I wanted was to be free of the food. Really, all I wanted was to be thin. I didn't really care how I got there. But luckily, I found my way to these rooms, and I got a healthy way of doing it, a healthy way of eating, a way of being opened up to a life that was so much bigger than my body or my food. My food is still important to me. I have to maintain my abstinence, but I do that to be connected with my higher power, to have less interference with hearing guidance from my higher power through other people, through everything, through whatever's available, my thinking. I have messed up thinking. I often have messed up thinking. The gift is I get to see it more often than I used to. And I look forward to, as I keep practicing, I'll get to receive that divine guidance more and more often rather than just spinning in my own fears. Fear of what other people are going to think of me, fear of missing out, whatever it is, I can go, my ego mind can go on and on and on and on and never give me a break. And I got to enjoy the birthday party this weekend. It was so nice, and I had a different attitude than I've ever had. Normally, I go there with a fear of missing out, or what are other people going to think of me? And this time, I was more quiet. I was more just enjoying whatever was going on around me, whoever was in front of me, getting to enjoy the person. Those are all gifts of recovery, all gifts of having a higher power, all gifts of being willing to listen to my higher power to the best of my ability, you know. And I'm so grateful for this meeting, and I'm grateful that I got the opportunity to share with you guys, to put myself out there, even though it's not comfortable, and to hear everyone else's shares that also always feed me. So thank you so much, and I pass.
Thanks, Hillary from California. And Deborah, you're up next, and you'll be followed by Betsy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for your service today and leading us and everyone that has made this meeting possible. And welcome, welcome to all the newcomers on the line. I'm so glad that you're here with us. And I'm Deborah G. from Arizona, and thank you all for your shares so far. It's just, I love this meeting. I love the recovery. I love to hear people's experiences with this beautiful book, this way of living. And I was also thinking about when I was in the food, you know, I was just so wrapped up in the phenomenon of craving, mental obsession, physical allergy, just so driven in it and just not in touch with anything, let alone be in touch with my creator. I was just out there, and I'm so grateful that all I had to do was take the action, and take the action with humility and being honest and open and willing to this power that was going to happen to me when I do this. And it's just a lovely, lovely experience that I could never imagine and continues to be something that I can't even imagine. And it's like I live now. I love what it talked about
this new order. I feel like I'm in divine order. I'm in that flow, not all the time, but I know I have the awareness today that when I'm out of that alignment of that divine flow and that divine order, that I know now, because of doing the action and the experience with this, what to do. And that relationship that I have talking to my Creator, experiencing my Creator, seeing my Creator, hearing that still small voice of my Creator, and having a new concept of that Creator, a divine loving power presence that wants my highest good and greatest joy, so I can trust that Creator and know that I am in that care and all is in divine order. And thank you all so much for reminding me of that, and we can hold hands and do this together. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Deborah G. from Arizona. And Betsy H., you're up next. You're going to be followed by Janice P.M. And I'll just remind everybody of where we are. We're in the big book on page 13, fifth paragraph. It begins with, "My friend promised when these things were done," and we just read the one paragraph. So Betsy H., please step up to the mic and share for us.
Hi, this is Betsy H., recovered compulsive reader in California. And this is such a great promise here that I would have the elements of a way of living that answered, which answered all my problems. That really attracts me. That really appeals to me, because it's like I always want to solve my problems. I always want to solve them right now. I don't even want to feel the uncomfortableness, the pain, the discomfort of having the problems, of the health problems, the relationship problems, the financial problems, the any problems. And so it's like, how could just working the 12 steps, being abstinent, how could that lead to all my problems getting solved? And I was thinking that before recovery, you know, whatever happened, I would go and eat food. I was treating food like my higher power. You know, if I had a problem and I was upset about it, I would immediately, my brain would go to, oh, I need to go eat food, and I would go eat food. I would overeat, trying to feel better. Or even if things were good, I felt so overexcited and wanted to celebrate, then my brain would say, go eat food. But then now, getting to be in recovery, and just for today, it just comes down to today, I can work the steps on whatever's bothering me. I can do a 10-step, you know? And then it's like it makes it so I don't have to overeat over the problems. And it gets me in touch with a power that's greater than myself, who really can solve the problems. And I have seen that God has solved problems in my life. And it's been unexpected how the solutions have come, and it hasn't been instantaneous like I wanted, but it's come at an unexpected time or the perfect time. Relationship problems, my marriage getting repaired, that was a problem that got resolved, you know, through working the steps. Different problems of not having a job got resolved. And I think the basis to everything is abstinence and working the steps. Yes, I have to take other action on top of that, maybe. Maybe I have to take some outside help or something. But if that outside help doesn't seem to work too well if I'm in the food and the act of addiction. So I'm going to keep coming back. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Betsy H. Janice PM, you are up, and you'll be followed by Lisa N. And then we'll be taking another list of names, so stand by if you want to share.
Did you call me Janice? Because I was on mute.
I did, Janice.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you so much.
Come on in.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. What a pal. This is Janice PM, and I live in snowy Massachusetts, and I am a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. So glad to be here. Yeah, now we know, because we're reading, this paragraph is all about having had is a past, a spiritual awakening. Now, a spirit, the step, we're talking just about the first part. There's three parts to a spiritual, to step 12. Now, as a compulsive overeater, when I say I'm recovered, it's already been mentioned, it's for today, which means I have to, I am recovered every day as a daily reprieve, if, it says, Abby promised Bill, oh, so now Abby promised Bill that if he had taken, and I'm going to say that word, all the steps, that word all was mentioned with our problems. Now I'm going to say all the steps, as we now know them here, Bill would know two things. Now, first of all, we know that Abby promised Bill, and in my recovery, my higher power, who is God, who I found, also promised me two things. And we've talked about the two things. The very first thing that this spiritual awakening through the action of these steps, and that means for those of us that are new, that we, there's principles of each step that we take and we live. We act on them. Now, what is my problem? Oh, is it food? Oh, that goes last. Is the last to go. Now, what is my real problem? It's Janice. It's me. It's my ego. It's my power and into everything before I found the power inside of me through the 12 steps. See, that's the real problem, is powerless. And I'd never thought, yeah, okay, I'm powerless over donuts because if I eat one, the allergy will start. So I try how not to do that. Well, guess what? I couldn't, because my problem is powerless. So now the second step tells us to find a power. Well, oh, I had a power and blah, blah, blah. It didn't work because, see, I was depending on self. But what a precious gift this 12th step is. That I've had spiritual awakening. Okay, then that's the problem. I'm powerless, and I have to find the power, and that will give me the spiritual awakening not to pick up food daily. And that, with that, another problem. Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks, Janice PM from Massachusetts. Lisa N., you are up for 3 minutes, and then we'll take another list of names.
Good morning, Barbara. It's Lisa N., recovered compulsive overeater in Georgia. So happy to be with y'all today. I have the day off, so I get to be live. Yay. I am every paragraph, you know, I just eat this stuff up. And what I'm so grateful about today is that I can look at this paragraph, in the beginning, and I am still, I'm celebrating 7 months today of entire abstinence. I am still a baby in this process, but, you know, in the beginning, I thought that my problem was the food, and it was. I couldn't put down the freaking food, you know. Well, that's because I wasn't entirely abstinent, I wasn't entirely honest and all that good stuff. So now I got that down, yay, right? And I'm thinking, oh, this is awesome. And I'm on this pink cloud for a few months and I'm sailing along. And well, then life kind of, I don't know, life showed up maybe. And so then I've got character defects and I've got some problems. So as I see it, and once again, I'm going to just continue on with being a baby in this program. So what I see with this paragraph is Bill, you know, he's he's done enough of the work. And Evie makes him this promise and tells him that that once he does this work, he will have a way of living which will answer all his problems. So I thought my problem was food in the beginning, and it was. Now it's life. It's life on life's terms, as we say it. And but every time I have something come up, every time, anything, I take it to my higher power. I call my higher power God. I take it to him. I give it to him, and then I do the next right thing, and something happens. I mean, I don't know. I can't explain it. Obviously, I can't explain the power of God, but I will say, you know, one of the biggest things is at the beginning of this fall, I had a huge problem at work, a huge problem, and I took it to God, and I had no idea what the outcome was going to be, and I put it in his hands. And things turned out so much better than I could have ever imagined. So, yeah, I just have a lot of hope today. And, yeah, grateful to be with you guys today. And I'll pass.
Great. Thanks so much, Lisa. And from Georgia. Okay, so we're taking names again for sharing. And we can take... Okay, and just the only thing I'll just put out the reminder, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So was that Anna L?
Nancy L. J.
Diana
Y.
Diana Y.
Darian K.
B. K from Iowa.
Okay, and Dawn, I think that we're going to already be over. So let me go ahead and start with these. I think we have way more than we can do. I'm so sorry. I know it's a great paragraph. If everyone can keep it kind of short, we'll have room for more, but do what you need to do. So let's go ahead and get started with Anna L., and then we'll be followed by Nancy L.J. Let me tell you quickly who I did get. And again, I'm so sorry, guys. I think this is going to be too many. Anna L., Nancy L.J., Ginger, Diana Y, Darian K, Dawn B. So, okay, go ahead, Anna, if I heard any Anna.
Hi, it's Donna L.
But, oh, Donna L. Okay, gotcha, Donna, thank you.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. I just had to get my name out before I lost my nerve. So,
oh, I'm so glad you did. No worries. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm Donna L. from Clearwater, Florida. And this new year, I decided I got to give that to all that was given me. I need to start sharing on meetings and not just taking in what everyone else says. So about this passage, I have always had a relationship, not always, but probably since the 80s, with my Creator, but nothing like it is now. Now it is so fantastic, and it does encompass everything in my life, not just the food, but and God answers all my problems, and I don't have to have the willingness and honesty and humility. It just comes natural. I love God, and I want to be honest and humble. And so I'm willing to do whatever he asks me to do. What I was going to say. Oh, look at that. and where he answers things. Like, I have this hopeless situation in my family. I thought was hopeless. And, you know, I just finally surrendered it all to God, and I said, I don't know what you can do with this, but I can't do anything else unless you guide and direct me to do something. Well, God found a way to solve the problem. Never thought that would happen, and he did it. So I am so thankful for this and this program and all you people. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thanks, Donna L. So glad you spoke up. Nancy LJ, you're up next. You'll be followed by Ginger. I believe it's S.
Good morning. Hi, everyone. Nancy LJ. Grateful to be recovered in Southern California. Happy Monday. I just wanted to check in. I haven't shared in a while. And great paragraph. Love all the shares. And you know what this is for me is there ain't no magic wand. You know, I'm always looking for a magic wand. I'm lazy. I don't want to do the work, you know. And I can remember even in program, before I really found the big book in this program, you know, just praying, God, I want to be close to you. God, bring me closer. Do this, do that. You know, just this laundry list of this, quote, frothy emotional appeal. And, yeah, I just am so grateful that I found this design for living. Belief in the power of God, plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility. And what I tell sponsees and what I say to myself is, do the action. God will do the heavy lifting. But I got to put the action in. That's the kicker. And it's the truth. And I'm so glad. I'm so happy to not be living in a lie that there's a magic wand, because there is no magic wand. So anyway, that's it. I'll leave room for someone else, and I will pass. Have a beautiful day.
Thanks so much, Nancy LJ. Ginger S, if I have that correct, you are up, followed by Diana Y.
Thank you so much for your service, everyone. This is Ginger M in New York. I want to thank, first of all the people who've called me and provided so much support and love and caring. I'm overwhelmed, and it's really been helpful. And, of course, as for the reading, if I have this right relationship with God, then all my needs will be met. So last night, because we had a snowstorm and the streets were slippery, I couldn't go shopping to get what I needed in the house. So I finally resorted to ordering online, even though my past experiences have not been good at all with the quality of what they send. But I did it. It took forever, glitches on their website. Anyway, when order finally got here, I was amazed. I couldn't believe my eyes. It was like a miracle. Everything that I had ordered, everything that showed up, was in excellent quality. I really couldn't believe it. It was like rubbing my eyes. Am I seeing a mirage or something? And I was just so happy. I was looking at this celery, and it was just so fresh and green. And so I was very happy. And then I realized God did this, and I need to thank God. It's really important. And so I did that. And so God fulfills all my mundane needs if I'm in relationship with him, good relationship with him. And I felt like I had just been given a birthday present or a gift. It was so overwhelming. I felt like somebody had just, you know, stood outside my door with all these gifts for me. And not what I was going to say, but so in addition to, you know, being happy and having received quality food from my higher power, I just felt that I had been given this huge gift, and it was an amazing experience. And teaches me I need to thank God for the small mundane things that he does for me, as well as the larger things that I hope he will do for me.
Time.
Thank you, Ed Pat.
Thanks so much, Ginger M. Diana Y, you're up, and we should have time if you and Darian can kind of split this maybe 2 minutes each. Don B., I'm so sorry. I think we're going to run out of time. But Diana?
Yes. Hi. This is Diana Y. from Philadelphia. And I just came back from the OA birthday party. And it is just one big love and hug fest. That's the way I see it. I need that. That's why I focus on it. And it's just such a wonderful feeling to be there. And as far as God goes in the program, it took me 32 years being in the program to have the willingness to start asking for help from a higher power, a God. I'm a sugar addict, and I am terrified. I was terrified of letting go of the sugar. It was everything to me because I had so many character defects and I didn't know how to live my life. I relied on the sugar to just numb me out, basically. And I finally, after really getting into the big book, which is my Bible, and it tells me how to live my life on a daily basis. It says that you can hardly expect recovery if you don't have a higher power. And knowing that, I finally had the willingness to ask for the willingness to believe in a higher power. And it finally happened for me. Yes, it took a really long time. No, I never left program because I knew here is where the program is where the answers are for me. And because of my abstinence from sugar, my head got clear. I was able to take the suggestions in the big book and work them out. I see life very differently today. And I was able to make the changes that are talked about in the big book. Thanks for letting me share.
Well, thanks so much, Diana Y. And Darian, do you want to take I just have 1 minute left. Do you want that or would you rather share another day?
No, I'll take it. Thank you.
Great. You got
thank
it.
You. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Darian. Thank you, my friend. Darian Kay, I'm in the Berkshires of Massachusetts, also crazy snowy. and just grateful I'm off today, so it's nice to sit here, underline things, listen so intently. You know, usually I'm in the car driving, and it's just wonderful. I broke it down into a little math problem, and I hate math, so I'm not sure why God put that in my brain, but, you know, I just wrote G plus W plus H plus H equals success. So, like, God plus willingness, plus honesty, plus humility equals success. And then I thought about it the opposite of what it was before program. The opposite was self, unwillingness, dishonesty, and pride. And that gave me failure. So, you know, I just am so grateful that, you know, it's plain and clear that I felt that promise the minute I walked into my first OA meeting, and that I can, you know, maintain and establish a new order of things and be, you know, living a day at a time through God's grace and mercy. So thank you. I pass.
Wow. Thanks, Darian. So thank you, everybody, for all the wonderful shares. We'll now close with a reading from the big book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Robin P., would you read our closing for us?
Thank you so much. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater currently in Nashville, Tennessee. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.